broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Woo! You're in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's March 16th already. It's almost time for Green Beer. Welcome to the show. It's the Founders Cup on the LPGA, the Tampa Bay Championship with Stephanie leading and KJ Choi in the hunt. And boy, we've got a great leaderboard on the LPGA. We're starting off the show with Ron Syrak, Golf World Executive Editor. He's at the R.R. Donnelly LPGA Founders Cup. We've got an interesting twist on this show. Kyung Kim, she's on the number one ranked USC golf team. But before we get to our guests, let's get to our sponsors because they make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And at Poipu Bay, if you'd like to play around, there's a 140, a 150, and a 210. There's a shotgun. Lincoln Financial's going out, and the amateur playing today, so may you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, let's get right to it. It's the R.R. Donnelly LPGA Founders Cup. It's in Phoenix, and on the phone with us right now, Ron Syrak, Executive Editor, Golf World, Golf Digest, Senior Writer. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Pleasure to be there.
Absolutely fabulous time. We've got to start off with the Pro-Am. I mean, I was watching the video that they did of, I guess it was your group that went out, and the theme is why it's different out here, isn't it, on the LPGA?
Yeah, it is. There's really nothing to compare to an LPGA Pro-Am experience. It's relaxed. It's fun. The players absolutely get it. You know, Mike Wan's slogan, his motto to the players is think like a founder. And, you know, the founders back in 1950, when they started this tour, they did everything. They did all the marketing and the PR, and they signed the checks, and they were working to promote the tour the whole time. And Wan has revived that with the Founders Cup. And he's got that spirit in the players. Like, when you're out there, think like a founder. He's selling the tour. And that's what it did. I played the front nine with Mindy Kim and the second nine with Paige McKenzie. And we had Aaron Rowan, the baseball player in our group. And it put to them more fun. We were laughing so hard. They had this new thing of the players play nine holes, then you change. And Mindy Kim played the first nine with us, and she didn't want to leave us. We were having such a ball.
Now, you said baseball players. I mean, this is a two-time World Series champ, Aaron Rowand, right? And
yeah,
Rangers catcher, Philadelphia Phillies star, former ESPN baseball analyst John Kroc. They're all playing, and I was most impressed with the interviews they did. They were these guys, these you know, studly baseball players. They're impressed with the LPGA game and the personalities.
Yeah, you know, these are guys who can hit a 98-mile-an-hour moving fastball, and they're impressed with athletes who can hit a stationary ball sitting on a tee, you know, that's not moving anywhere. I think they were blown away at how accessible and interactive the LPGA players are. This is what happens time and time again. Anybody who plays a pro-am in the LPGA will come away raving about it. And Mike Wan says his key to when he's trying to sell a sponsorship, get the sponsor out to a tournament and get them into a pro-am. Once they experience it, they get it. They get that what we're selling out here is entertainment.
Okay, the Lotte is going to be here in April. LPGA coming to Hawaii in April. So you need to get your pro-am spot, because one of the things that Aaron Rowan said is he appreciated the tips that he got. McKenzie and Kim were very happy to help them with their game.
Absolutely, totally interactive in that way, and you know they not in any sort of overly aggressive way. Like they ask you, you know, you want some help with that? You know, would you? Because Aaron Rowan terrifically skilled baseball player, has just horrible mechanics. But because he's such a good athlete, he gets the ball back, he gets the club face back to square a lot. Not as often as he should or he would like, but when he hits it, he can hit it 300 yards. But his mechanics are bizarre, and they would try to talk to him a little bit about that. And that's something that you don't, not to disparage a PGA Tour Pro-Am event, you don't get that as much playing with the men.
Yeah, and John Crook said, going to play a Pro-Am with the Tigers of the world, it's impossible. They know that they can't play like that. They know they'll never be that good. He said when somebody's pitching an 80-mile-an-hour ball to him, he can place. I'm going to put it in center field. I'm going to put it in left field. But with that stationary little white ball, he doesn't know where it's going to end up. And they all appreciate getting the tips. Now, you got a swing analysis, and I got to give you kudos because you asked Peter Kostas on Twitter. You said, "Okay, Peter, take a look at my swing. What do you think?" And that was pretty good. He said, "Slow down going back and clear your left hip more, and you're golden." Pretty good.
He said it's an old school move. I liked it. So I tweeted back to him, I came from the old school. I learned in the old school.
I thought that was pretty.
And by the way, I won the closest to the pin contest on number 14.
Congratulations. Actually, that was when you were in Mindy Kim, that picture. Was that the closest to the pin?
That was it.
Awesome.
I hit to about 2 feet. Yep.
See, you can follow Ron Cyrak at Ron Cyrak. It's very easy. And of course, you need to read all of his work in Golf World, Golf Digest, senior writer, and at golfdigest.com you can find him. All right. Speaking of Golf World, in the February 13th issue, you asked Commissioner Mike Wann, how important is it to have some founding members, Louise Suggs, Marilyn Smith, around? And what did he say?
Well, he said that he thought that the LPGA had gotten away from realizing that these are a valuable asset. And so he's gotten them much more involved. And it is great to have them out here and to tell stories to the players and to remind them, for 63 years, we've been like sort of having to work hard to keep this tour growing. And it's a never-ending battle. And don't lose sight of that. And, there are players out here now, they have courtesy cars, they're making a lot more money than they did before, and it would be easy to lose sight of the fact of that they are really fortunate, and they are where they are because these other women came before them. I mean, 13 women got together in 1950 and created a pro golf tour. Danielle, the first tournament, I went back and I checked on this, the first tournament that was on the LPGA schedule. You know how when you play a tournament now and they list the scores, they'll put an A next to the amateurs to let you know who the amateurs in the field were?
Right.
The first tournament, there were only 7 pros in the field, so they put a P next to the pros. there were 136 players in the field, but only 7 of them were professional.
I mean, back then, it wasn't cool to be a professional. You were kind of looked down upon, weren't you?
Well, yeah, and quite frankly, back then, you could make more money in the corporate world. You look even on the men's side, that era of the career amateur, those guys who went to work for Wall Street or went to work for a big corporation. I remember Jack Nicklaus telling me the year before he turned pro, he made $35,000 selling insurance. Well, that's 1961. $35,000 was a lot of money then. And Jack sort of said, at that time, I could have made more money in the business world than I could have as a professional golfer.
Well, and I think, the fact that they're saying, what I'm trying to say is this. Now, on the PGA Tour, we're always talking about Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, all these great, guys who came out, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, they're not gone yet, but they're always celebrated as being the guys who made the PGA Tour what it is today. And it seems only right that Louise Suggs and Marilyn Smith and those that are still here get those same kudos, and that we bring Patty Berg's name back into it because they made the LPGA what it is today. And we've got some contenders, Jiyoung Lee, Ai Miyazato, Stacey Lewis. They tee off at 10:55 Arizona time. Lee's one stroke ahead of Miyazato. Lewis is 4 strokes off the lead. It's amazing to see these women play. They're so good at what they do. We've got Daniela Iacobelli. She came from the Symetra Tour, now playing on the LPGA Tour. Really, really good. Now, all of different shapes and sizes, these women.
You know, it's an amazing collection of women. I had dinner last night with Nayeon Choi, who's the number two ranked player in the world right now. And what an incredibly intelligent, musing, grounded, level-headed woman, and a great golfer. And one of the things we were talking about is one of the most impressive things that I saw last year and that I've seen in a long time was the U.S. Women's Open at Black Wolf Run. She had a four-stroke lead, and on the 10th hole, she made a triple bogey and kicked away almost all of the lead at that point. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen here? She birdies the next hole, birdies three of the next five holes to win the U.S. Open. And I said that to her last night. I said, you know, on number 10, quite frankly, Nayeon, you hit five dreadful golf shots. She just laughed. And she said, yeah, I did. But she, she's a Vision 54 student, as is I, Miyazato. And she just said, you know, I went to my Vision 54 toolbox and said, okay, that hole is over. It's gone. It's behind me. Well, it's one thing to be able to think that way, but it's another thing to have the mental discipline to act on it, and she did. You know, there's a lot of impressive talent out here.
Could Stacey Lewis become number one if she wins the R.R. Donnelly LPGA Founders Cup this week?
Yeah, she can. Yanni's number one. She has a 0.62 points lead over Nayeon Choi and a 0.63 lead over Stacey. Nayeon is, I think, 10 back. She's probably not going to win the golf tournament. So, yeah, Stacey could take it over. And that's been fascinating. It's been fascinating to hear Yanni talk about the pressures of being number one. She said, it's an entirely different pressure. It's a lot less pressure to chase number one than it is to keep number one once you got it. And in my mind, you know, that's what made Tiger Woods, that's what made Annika Stornstam so special. Because once they became number one, they didn't stop pedaling the bike, you know. They just kept pedaling even harder and faster and trying to get better. And it's easy once you climb the mountain to, like, try to rest on your laurels. And I think Yanni is realizing that she's got a little of that going on in her life now. It'll be a year ago next week since she won her last golf tournament. And she had, at that point, she had a massive lead on number one in the world ranking, and now it's almost all gone.
Yeah, the difficulty of being number one, the world number one, some people say it's so much easier chasing than being chased.
Well, I think it is in a golf tournament, too. You know, sometimes it's easier to go out. I think one of the hardest things to do in a tournament is to tee off Sunday with a four-stroke lead or a five-stroke lead. Or a six-stroke lead, like Greg Norman did in the 96 Masters, because everybody expects you to win. But if you tee off two strokes behind, you know, it's sort of like you're playing with house money. If you win, you've come from behind and won. But if you didn't win, nobody's going to think twice about it.
Yeah. Okay. So Rory McIlroy on being number one. Does he have this problem?
I think he might be having a little Yanni Sen issue going on there. I mean, we'll find out as we go on. After he won the 2011 U.S. Open, the Congressional, he slipped back and played five pretty crummy major championships. And then he won the PGA last year, and after he won it, he said all the right things. Hey, I learned, don't celebrate too early. There's still some tournaments I got to play. I got to go out and win. Well, he won two FedEx Cup events. He played great in the Ryder Cup. So he seems to stay focused. So what we don't know right now is he adjusting to being number one, or is he adjusting to the new equipment, which is going to be fixed because the scientists that all the equipment companies have are so good, they're going to fix it. But, you know, he closed with a 65 last time out. I'm sort of surprised that he's only going to play one more tournament before the Masters. He's going to play in Houston. I thought maybe he'd add Bay Hill to his schedule.
But no, but he's not going to. Can we take
no.
a break and talk? Just I want to ask you why women don't use the anchored stroke like the men do. If that's discussed at all on the tour, and kind of wrap up with the Bay Hill and the PGA of America coming after and out against the USGA. It seems unprecedented. Do you have a few more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, speaking with Ron Cyrak, Golf World, on the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
The long-awaited flagship sedan, the 2014 RLX, has arrived. Our new full-size luxury car is the largest, most luxurious, and technologically advanced Acura ever produced, featuring a bounty of amazing new technologies and delivering impressive fuel economy. The RLX is instantly at the head of its class, and they're here in the showroom, available today for you to see, drive, and take home. The RLX will catch your eye as you approach the showroom with a distinctive pair of jewel eye LED headlights, sparkling like diamonds, as effective as they are beautiful. Acura's keen edge design is sure to impress from the exterior, with the crisp flowing lines creating dynamically elegant and unique shape. The keyless access system with smart entry and push button start puts you behind the wheel and into a luxurious cabin with amenities that are all you would expect and more from a first class luxury sedan. You will experience a level of ride comfort like never before, and the all new precision all wheel steering system gives you the performance handling that's become an Acura trademark, matched with the fuel efficient yet very powerful 3.5i 310 horsepower V6 engine that boasts 31 mile per gallon highway fuel economy. The RLX has all the markings of a legendary car, echoing the great Acuras of the past. Be one of the first to experience the RLX. Enjoy the finest Acura sedan the world has ever seen. Stop by Acura of Honolulu today. See why the 2014 RLX is the talk of the town. Test drive it overnight. More than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Got a wind advisory up for the Haleakala Summit until 6 o'clock today, and I hope you've got an early tea time because it's going to be cloudy with locally heavy rainfall possible, mainly over Maui. The winds are out of the west, 15 miles an hour. We're talking with Golf World Executive Editor Ron Syrak. He's at the R.R. Donnelly LPGA Founders Cup in Phoenix, where it's probably warmer than 55 degrees where it is at Volcano this morning. What is the temperature like?
Right now, we're probably about 70 to go into about 92 today. And by the way, before we go on, I want to explain to you exactly where I am right now. I am on the 17th tee of the course, and I'm here because this morning they kicked off the day with a Legends foursome going out to play nine holes. It was Pat Baddeley, Betsy King, Nancy Lopez, and Joanne Carner. And so I watched with them until it was time to call in with you, and then I hung back here, but what a cool thing it was. And if you go on Twitter, you can see I tweeted some photos of some of the action of these players, and man, they still get their hands back into great position at impact. The muscle memory is still there.
Joanne Carner is so much fun. I was at a Marilyn Smith scholarship fundraiser event. She's an amazing person too, as is Louise Suggs. And Joanne is, she's a party woman.
I played with Joanne and McKing and the Bear course at the World Golf Hall of Fame maybe about 10 years ago, and that was the induction weekend, and she was riding in a cart, and the whole way around she had a cigarette and a beverage.
Yep. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about anchoring, because something really strange happened this past week. I didn't expect it, but why don't women use the anchored stroke as much as the men?
The only thing I can come up with, and right now Maria Hjort's the only one I can think of on this tour who's using the anchored stroke. I think in general the men are much more gearheads than the women's are, you know, and they do a whole lot more tinkering and looking, you know. the women will tend to, if they just don't play well, to fire their caddy, you know. But, the men are just in general much more gearheads, and maybe that's the reason. And speaking of putting, have you seen what Michelle Wee's putting stroke looks like now?
I got to tell you something. When she does that bent over like an L position, her back is like flat. That was not how she putted on Maui when I was with her in November. She was much more upright, and she sank her putts. I wanted to call her.
Well, if I could give her one bit of advice, and I never would, it would be go back to being a kid and become a field player again.
Oh, yeah.
Play like a kid.
Yeah, it's so sad she missed the cut again. I mean, she's on number 10 for Solheim Cup points. She wouldn't make it in. I don't know. Just got to wait. Got to hope.
Yep.
Okay. So what I was saying about the PGA of America, of America got together, the leaders conference. They came out and said bifurcation's going to happen if the USGA goes ahead with this idea of banning the anchored stroke.
And I talked to Ted Bishop, the president of the PGA of America, about this. And I said, you know, what they're saying is banning the anchored stroke is going to hurt growth of the game. Well, I don't get them, because very, very few amateurs actually use the anchored putting stroke, because you're not just changing clubs, you're changing techniques, and you've got to practice with it a lot, you've got to work with it a lot. So it's something like fewer than 5%. So I said to Ted Bishop, it seems to me like you're making a big deal out of something that doesn't affect very many people. And he said, you know what, you're absolutely right. Here's the message we're sending. We will oppose any move that makes the game of golf harder. To me, that's the PGA of America sending a message to the USGA that if the USGA rolls back the golf ball, and there are some people who think they might, that the PGA of America at that point will oppose that move and opt for bifurcation.
Wow.
And say, okay, play whatever ball you want with the pros, but we want the recreational golfer to still be able to play the hot ball.
I just don't understand, because to me, the recreational player will play anything they want to play. They will not play by the rules. Hardly anybody who plays recreationally plays by the rules. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I also totally reject this argument that the reason that the game of golf has been in a flat period in terms of growth is because the game's too difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned to play the game when I played with Persimmon Woods and a round ball. It was a lot more difficult then. You get those toe hooks and heel slices, and it didn't stop people from playing. The greatest growth spurt the game ever had was when Arnold Palmer and television and Dwight Eisenhower all came along together to make the game, to get all this popularity. And Arnold took the game out of the country clubs and took it to the public golf courses. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before. Where I grew up, my father was a steel worker. Every steel mill in western Pennsylvania, where Arnold Palmer was from, had a nine-hole golf league. The game grew enormously, and it was a lot harder then. The difficulty of the game is one of its appeals. It's not one of its problems.
Yeah, and then once you become kind of proficient at the game, you have something to shoot for. That is playing by the rules. Okay.
Absolutely.
I thank you so much for your time, Ron Syrak, Golf World Executive Editor. Have a great time in Phoenix. It looks like you're having a ball. You can follow him at Ron Syrak and see what I'm talking about and see all those great founders and the great players on the LPGA Tour. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Look forward to the next time.
See you at Bay Hill. Bay Hill.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. I'll talk to you next week.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Before I joined the first tee, the only sport I ever did was surfing channels.
I used to get C's and D's. Now I'm planning for a BA in history.
I've learned a lot at the first tee. I even learned how to play golf.
Put a golf club in a young person's hands and watch them grow. At the first tee, we instill values like confidence, judgment, respect, and integrity. Values they learn from golf, but take with them for the rest of their lives.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We're hoping to get in touch with Kyung Kim. She grew up on Maui, where, by the way, it's supposed to be raining today, a lot. Supposed to rain on Oahu as well, but we'll see. Kyung Kim is on the number one USC golf team. That's right, the number one USC golf team. Now, she was scheduled to be on the show now so we could talk a bit about kind of catch up with Kyung Kim. She moved to Chandler, Arizona, where she played on one of my favorite courses over in Arizona. It's the Whirlwind. There are two courses, and I really enjoyed playing there. I think it was something about the river, the Gila River that goes through that. It's just gorgeous, and the sky is huge, and there's so much space, and the horses. All right, there's my weakness. The horses. I think do we have Kyung Kim? Are we talking with her? No, we're leaving a message for her. Okay, so tee times that you might like to check out. Hawaii Kai has a 12:15. Ko'olina has a 10 o'clock and a 1:12. Makena has a 9:04 and a 10:16 and an 11:16 if you're just getting out. Makalei on the Big Island has a 10:20 and an 11:24. And Volcano has an 11:18, a 12:06, and a 12:18. It was, a beautiful 55 degrees outside at Volcano. And someone on Twitter said, you know, Volcano is probably the only place I'll ever wear pants that is playing golf because it's so cold. 55 degrees doesn't sound really, really cold if you're, you know, on the East Coast and there's a whole bunch of snow. And I just mentioned two golf courses, Volcano and Makalei. It was interesting reading the Pacific Business News this week because the dunes at Maui Lani was taken off the market. It's been on the market, but nobody was asking or willing to give the asking price, I guess, because everything's for sale if you get the right price, right? A Volcano and Makalei. Now, on the market, both of the courses that I always, you know, and I talk about these two courses because they're so golfer-friendly. Makalei is always doing something exciting to bring people to the course. They have a great time there at Makalei. I think more courses like Makalei, I wish they'd do more things to encourage, as Ron Syrak was talking about, leagues. You know, nine-hole leagues, and that's what Makalei does. After hours, you guys, you know, after work, you go up to Makalei, you play a little golf. It stays light so long during the summertime that we can do it. And something I didn't get to on the Champions for Girls Golf is something the LPGA is doing. LPGA USJ Girls Golf fundraising campaign. It's aimed at engaging fans to support the LPGA's mission of inspiring and empowering girls through the game of golf. Pat Hurst is ambassador. 10,000 young girls are the amount of young ladies they reach out and actually inspire how to play the game and life lessons. And we're going to be talking with a couple of kids, three of them coming up in the show, U.S. Kids Golf Tour. And these young people, and I'm talking 7, 8, and 12, are amazing. And some of the things they say that they've learned through the game of golf, I was reading their bio, and it's just sweet. It's wonderful. And I don't mean that in a sugary way. I mean, they're so well-spoken and so young and having such a good time. Something like $500,000 was raised at the Founders Cup for girls' golf this year. There are three scholarships that you might like to know about that the LPGA has. One of them is the Dinah Shore Scholarship, and that's given to a female high school senior who played golf during high school, but will not be playing collegiate golf. Okay, so you don't have to play collegiate golf to get the Dinah Shore Scholarship, but you can use it towards your education if you played golf in high school. Marilyn Smith Scholarship is awarded to 10 high school seniors who will be playing at the collegiate level. And the Phyllis G. Meekins Scholarship will be need-based award to high school senior from a recognized minority background who will be playing golf at a collegiate level. If you want to know about any of these scholarships, all you have to do is get in touch with the LPGA. And the best way to do that is to go to lpga.com. And my mother always complains, people don't give out phone numbers anymore. There's no way to call. No, I'm sorry, Mom. Everything is done now on the computer. It's just as simple as that. All right. Speaking of computers, we are going to meet a couple of wild and crazy guys, okay? They call themselves the DKF Boys. The DKF Boys, okay? You know, for the staid golfer, these are some videos you probably shouldn't watch, because they say that, I found this really great article, and it was written by a woman who's going to be on the show, and she said, right now, the golf industry is like an adolescent teenager going through puberty, but in reverse. Puberty is a time when young teenagers try to make their way through awkward times of not knowing what to say and strange growth spurts until they eventually mature to an adult, confident and settled in their ways. Golf appears to be entering a similar period in its existence, much like puberty in reverse. For many years, golf has been mature, confident, set in its ways. Now it appears to be heading into its teenage years with awkward growth, a bit unsure of its future, and sometimes fumbling as if on a first date. Have you noticed like the odd excitement that we sometimes experience? The Bubba Watsons of this world, you know, the odd videos they're making. The strange hip-hop songs that they put together. They're raising money. Hey, you know, Ricky Fowler's in there doing his hip-hop. Well, let's bring in the DKF Boys, dkfboys.com. We have Orlando and Jared, otherwise known as... All right, Orlando, are you here? Did we lose Jared? Hey, Orlando.
Yeah, his phone actually, it just lost the connection.
Oh, really? Oh, do call back. Because
call back now.
Go back now.
No problem.
You tell him. Okay, now I do need to know, Orlando, you are otherwise known as Dale, right?
Yes, Dolly.
But see, you use the accent grave on your name.
I know.
Why don't you use the accent aigu? The accent aigu is the way.
What is it? All this puberty talk. You know, it's a Cuban thing. You know, people just call me. I always say Dolly.
Okay, so you're Dolly. Okay, so your diacritical mark is in the wrong direction. That's all I got to say.
Correct. On the wrong syllable.
And, okay, fine. and then we've got Jared.
Yes, ma'am.
Otherwise known as Fro. Yo,
this is the first time I ever called Hawaii before.
Well, it's tough dialing that 808, isn't it?
I'm so excited. What time is it there?
Oh, it's 7:33 in the a.m.
Oh, my goodness. I've never been up that early.
Wait a second. I'm going to bust you, okay? This is the Dale Kappa Fro Boys. That's why it's DKF joining us in the studio. The DKF Boys, they're from South Florida. Miami, Fort Lauderdale,
right.
Boca Raton, and these wild and crazy guys. Now, here's where I'm going to bust you, okay? You're accountants in real life.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
I know. It certainly is.
It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, it's an oxymoron, being an accountant.
Well, being an accountant, doing what we do.
You are definitely an oxymoron. On the golf course, with a camera, you guys are playing old dangerous. Now, I got to ask you, how did you get into making videos on the course?
Well, we got on social cam. Someone, The Rock, she got us on this new mobile video creation, you know, thing and app. And we just started making videos and having fun, and it just grew into, like, we were just we started like playing, I mean, we didn't start playing drunk golf, but we were just out there golfing and drinking.
I started playing drunk golf, sir.
Right, correct. And
I don't know what sober golf is.
We were recording it. And we released, we just started posting them. And people just started liking it, just following. We grew over like, I think when we first started, we grew over like 20-some thousand followers, like, really quick.
Yeah, they've got 20,000 followers on Twitter. 20,000 plus, okay?
Well, that's me, yeah. He's got another, like, 26 or something. I don't know. So, anyways, yeah. So,
sir, I care about every one of my followers. Don't dare say that.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry. But, people just seem to like the wildness. So, as it continued, companies started sending us stuff and wanting their products in our videos and et cetera. So, now, at this point, we actually, like, before it was just us having fun and recording. That's it. Boom. And release it. Now we actually try to edit something, try to make it into something produced, in a sense.
You mean an artistic endeavor?
Oh, of course. Of course. You got to be. I'm Michelangelo of golf.
I'm autistic.
Okay, you're autistic, yes. All right. Now, I got to ask you, what is your Facebook page? You got to have a Facebook page.
No, actually, we don't do Facebook.
We might do MySpace then, though.
You might do MySpace? MySpace.
Yeah, so we're a little behind sometimes.
All right. Okay. Dale is talking a lot. We need to hear from Fro.
Yes, ma'am. I'm
set up.
Okay, so Fro, you're not into Facebook?
No, I've never used Facebook.
Okay, but when I wanted to go see your videos, it tells me I have to go from, to your videos via Facebook.
Well, you can sign up to Social Cam without Facebook, and you just put in your email address and sign up for the account.
Oh, so it's a Social Cam?
Yes, ma'am. It's Social Cam. Yeah. That's the app for the phone, and we're really good friends with those guys, and we love them, and they do awesome things, and that's kind of how we all started, just, having fun with our camera.
Okay. Social Cam, is it socialcam.com?
Yeah, you could go to socialcam.com.
Yeah, okay, good. Are you guys standing next to each other?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you'd give each other cues because you keep talking.
I didn't want to admit that we're cuddling right now. We're in the phone.
All right.
He's like a giant marshmallow.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Now, Jared, what is your Twitter name?
My Twitter is also The Jufro. T-H-E-E Jufro, like Shakespeare would say.
The Jufro.
Yes, the, not the. The 21st century.
Right, no. We want to go backwards and far forwards, but not now. The Jufro.
Yes.
What has inspired that name?
I don't know. One day I just woke up and didn't feel like cutting my hair anymore. And it just kind of grew into this monstrous Jufro.
Okay. And Dale, what's your name on Twitter?
On Twitter, it's Dale. Oh wait, Dale. Oh, I wanted to stress the E. I wanted everyone to be able to say I Dale. Oh,
yes, three E's. Don't forget that.
Don't forget the three. So difficult to remember.
Yes, if it's
that.
Two E's, it's just not cool.
Okay, all right. Now, when you go out on the course, and I was watching some of your videos, are actually instructional, and was that inspired by the Jufro?
Well, which one?
Well, the instructional videos were because of our buddy Mark Murphy. We wanted to be kind of like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a pro golfer and one of the craziest guys I met. He won the big break. He's awesome.
So Mark Murphy inspired you to do instructional videos? The guy who won big break?
But, instructional on our... if you watch, some of our videos, I do bring up that the trick in drinking while golfing is don't stop. Because the second you stop, you get tired.
You
got to keep the drinks coming. So very instructional. Always.
And see, now that's the part where we have to warn people. Because that's the part that kind of made me go, there's so much alcohol. We need to take a break. We're going to have to stop for a minute. Please don't fall asleep on us, okay? This is Jared and Orlando. Believe it or not, they're accountants. Would you trust them with your money? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
The long-awaited flagship sedan, the 2014 RLX, has arrived. Our new full-size luxury car is the largest, most luxurious, and technologically advanced Acura ever produced, featuring a bounty of amazing new technologies and delivering impressive fuel economy. The RLX is instantly at the head of its class, and they're here in the showroom, available today for you to see, drive, and take home. The RLX will catch your eye as you approach the showroom with a distinctive pair of jewel-eye LED headlights, sparkling like diamonds. As effective as they are beautiful, Acura's keen edge design is sure to impress from the exterior, with the crisp flowing lines creating dynamically elegant and unique shape. The keyless access system with smart entry and push-button start put you behind the wheel and into a luxurious cabin with amenities that are all you would expect and more from a first-class luxury sedan. You will experience a level of ride comfort like never before, and the all-new precision all-wheel steering system gives you the performance handling that's become an Acura trademark, matched with the fuel-efficient yet very powerful 3.5i 310 horsepower V6 engine that boasts 31 mile per gallon highway fuel economy. The RLX has all the markings of a legendary car, echoing the great Acuras of the past. Be one of the first to experience the RLX. Enjoy the finest Acura sedan the world has ever seen. Stop by Acura of Honolulu today. See why the 2014 RLX is the talk of the town. Test drive it overnight. More than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back. Yes, indeed. We're talking with a couple of guys who are having fun making videos, golf videos on the golf course, and then they play games in bars using the top of the bar to put their golf balls across the top of the bar.
And break pint glasses.
Yes, and all kinds of games, fun and frivolity. Why do you think your videos are so popular?
Well, they're standout and something that, you know, the golf community, I mean, it was always seen as an older crowd or a more mature game. And, you know, don't be fooled. I mean, we actually do take golf serious. We do care. I mean, Fro shoots in his 70s. I mean, I'll shoot low 80s. And, you know, and we just wanted to bring some fun into it, you know. I mean, now I love, I mean, what we saw in the 16th hole in Arizona recently where Han did the Gangnam Style. I mean, that was beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, the crowd went wild. Why? Because it was so standout, you know. So, you know, that's what we do. I mean, we just have fun, and people tend to like fun.
Fro? Are you there? Fro? Hello, wake up. Yo.
Hello, I'm here. I can't believe we're still on the radio. Like, how did we not get cut yet?
What, you mean I haven't blown you out yet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I thought there'd be like a radio edit and then be like, oh, did the bad service. Sorry, we'll talk to someone else now.
No. I don't do that. Now, I want to know, from your perspective, Jared, why do you do this?
Honestly, we just, something to blow off steam. Like, golf is just something that we do. It's fun. We get to go out, hang out with our friends, and just set up a camera and just see what happens. I mean, we don't really plan anything. We just set the camera up, and that's just us.
But you shoot in the 70s.
I started golfing like 4 or 5 years ago, and I've never really taken a lesson. I just kind of enjoy the game. I never go to the range, and me and Orlando just go out and just try to figure it out as we go.
I like that. Learning to play golf on the golf course. That's the next.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, though.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah, but only as frustrating as you make it, right?
Correct.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's, you know, if I go to the range, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, so I might as well just be on the course.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to go to the hole. Why bother with the range, right?
The range is too big. Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm aiming at. I sometimes hit the clubhouse. I don't know what's going on.
And when you put out your camera and you take all the shots, you're not holding up play on the course, right?
Oh, of course we are.
No.
All right, if you see us on the golf course, just like go into the bar or get some food and wait like an hour to give us a little head start. You'll still probably catch up to us.
No, we actually, you know, we don't take takes of what we do. I mean, we just record live. So we really don't slow down much play. I mean, there's always people behind us and in front of us, and they get to watch the brilliance in the making.
The brilliance in the making. I love it.
Love it.
Frankly, I do. I really like, and that's why I wanted to feature you, because if we're going to grow the game, it's young men and young women, because I'm sure you have a gazillion young women following you. You're the ones that are going to grow this game. You're the ones that are, you know, we may be going through adolescent spurt in the game of golf. And this is why, because young people are getting excited about it. What made you excited about golf 4 years ago, Fro?
I don't know. I just started playing one day. I found an old set of clubs, and Orlando was like, oh, I'll play with you. And we just started going out there and shooting. You know, we'd have intense battles where the winner would win 160 to 159. And we just slowly got addicted to the game, and we start watching videos, you know, go to the golf channel. Oh, did you see you can do this? This is how you chip. This is how we should be actually doing things. Oh, that's how you hold a putter? I thought you hold it like this. And, you know, we just started goofing around out there, and before you knew it, like, kind of came, you know, came all right at it.
See, you're like old people playing like kids. That's what needs to be done.
We are old people.
Yeah. Well, you're in your, I imagine you're in your 20s, you know. Right?
That's nice. You're so sweet, Danielle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you are. You're very sweet. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. So don't call me ma'am anymore.
He's so proper.
You know, more people need to do that. They need to go.
Well, my mom's probably listening, so I got to say ma'am.
Oh, right. You got to be polite. Okay. Mom.
She's probably texting me right now. Right. Well, you sound like an idiot.
You want to do a shout out to anybody? Mom, you know?
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Hey, okay. There you go. You guys have been a real pleasure. I love it. Social Cam is where you got to go to find both Dale.
We're also on the DKFboys.com.
Oh, that's their website. Their website.
Well, that's our website.
Yes.
Yeah. We have links to like all of our photos and videos and just the crazy stuff we do.
And see, what they do now is they've gotten so much attention with all of their followers on Twitter that companies are actually sending them products to feature in their videos. Yeah. Do you guys make money doing this?
Yes, we've started to make money, yes. So it started off, I'll tell you what, I mean, not to really get into name dropping, but Kicker Golf was the first to really just embrace us. And they sent us stuff, and we just started making videos with Kicker. And, you know, to this day, we still rock Kicker Golf, and we love them. I mean, they're good to us. James Lepp was actually on the Big Break just now. So he's the owner of Kicker Golf.
I'm excited because one day you're going to use those accounting skills that you know, sit at the desk. You're going to use them to count your own money.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. That's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have. Yeah, that's something to shoot for. So that you can go around the world, make videos on any golf course around the world that'll have you.
I agree.
Hopefully they'll have it. We're hoping to come to Hawaii and get you on the course.
I'd love it. Yeah. Oh, well, that would be fun. Oh, do come. All right, and if I'm in Florida, will you take me on the golf course?
How long will it take me to take my paddle boat over to Hawaii from there?
Your paddle boat? You mean one of those little ones that you sit on and, you know, use your legs to paddle boat?
That's what I have. I can't afford a real boat, so I went and bought a paddle boat.
Well, I know they work really nicely in the little canals of, Fort Lauderdale, but I'm not sure
the Everglades.
Yeah, the Pacific Ocean is supposed to be calmer than the Atlantic. You've got a chance. Come to the Panama Canal. It's just down the coast. Come up and then come across.
We're very persistent. I think we could get there within 3 years.
Yeah, well, maybe 6 months.
All right. It would be so romantic to cuddle with Orlando on a paddle boat in the middle of the ocean.
I can just see the two of you. Yes, the DKFboys.com. That's where you got to find him. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnevik.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused,
self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the First Tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
All righty, now we're going to completely change gears. We're going now to Oliver Olicano, the president and CEO of U.S. Kids Golf here in Hawaii, certified instructor. He's a tournament director of the U.S. Kids Aloha Local Tour. And with him, we have Joshua Chung, Leah Chung, and Annika Siumanatafu. I completely mispronounced your name, Annika, Siumanutafa. And these young people are winners in their age categories, multiple time winners. I am so impressed with their biographies, their bios, as they say. This is amazing, amazing young people. But first, let's get to know Oliver Olicano. Nice to meet you, sir.
Good morning, Danielle.
Thank you for arranging to have all these kids on the show. This is something that I love to do, getting children to get comfortable interacting and talking about their golf game. But how did you get into the game?
I got into it a very long time ago when I was young, and I entered a junior golf program when I lived in Japan on a military base. They did not have a golf program like they do now. So I started when I was young. I played junior golf. I played some tournaments. And then when I got older, I decided to run my own tournament or have tournaments for kids. And so I ended up joining up with U.S. Kids Golf and brought the local tour here to Hawaii.
Cool. Now, how many events are available for kids to play in?
During the spring event, we have about seven locations that we play at. And then it swells up to about 9 during the summer. And then it falls back to 7 during fall.
And what are they shooting for when they're playing in these tournaments? Do they have a goal?
Yeah, their ultimate goal is to qualify for the regional championship, which would be in the mainland, and then move on towards playing in the world championship at Pinehurst. And that is the creme de la creme.
These kids get to play at Pinehurst?
Kids get to play at Pinehurst.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
It is. Okay, let's meet our first.
Okay, hang on a second.
Is Joshua going to be on first? He is 8. He will be 8 on March 24th. It's almost his birthday. And we're also going to meet Leah Chung. She's 8 years old. She turned 8 on December 26th. And Annika Siumanutafa, she is 12. But we're going to start with Joshua. And, or do we want to start with Leah? It's completely up to you, Oliver.
No, it's fine with me, either one. I know they're all on the phone right now.
They're all on right now?
Yes. Yeah, hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this first? Who said hi first?
Hi.
Hello?
That's me, Annika
Siumanutafa. Oh, hi, Annika. I want to save you for last. I really enjoyed your bio. Did you write that by yourself?
Yes, I did.
Yes, it was very heartfelt, and I really enjoyed it. Why don't we put Leah Chung on first, the junior golfer who's playing on the U.S. Kids Golf Local Tour. She started playing golf at the age of 3, and she's playing in the 8-year-old and under division. She started playing this tournament golf in January of 2012, so just a little bit over a year ago, and she's already won her first nine tournaments. Can we talk to Leah Chung? Leah, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
Good.
Now, you have, how many tournaments have you won so far?
18.
You have won 18 tournaments, and how old are you?
8.
That is pretty amazing, young lady. Who is teaching you to play?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's teaching you?
My dad.
Your dad? Did you become player of the year?
Yeah.
In 2012? That's really impressive. Now, what do you like about golf?
I like playing the game and having fun with my friends.
It's all about being with your friends. Yes. Okay. It's a lot about being with your friends, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our children love to be together with their friends, and that's something that I think a lot of local and international and national young tournament directors are seeing, that getting kids together and letting them play as they would naturally, just play with each other and then have the tournament, it really, really works well. You took that 9 tournaments in a row win, which included, I can't believe this, what did you play when you, at Mililani Golf Course, you had a record low score at Mililani?
Yes, I shot -7 with 7 birdies and 2 pars.
7 birdies over 9 holes and 2 pars. Do you remember thinking anything while you were doing that amazing performance?
No, I was just thinking that, just my pars and birdies, and then just go to the next one, just making pars and birdies.
Sounds like you're a quick player, too. You don't take a lot of time to set up.
Yeah.
I bet you are. What are your goals? What do you want to do? Do you want to play professionally? I mean, do you think like that now?
Yeah.
Really? And who's
your... I like Paula Creamer and Lydia Cole.
Paula Creamer and...
They're kind of like my role model.
And Lydia Ko. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Leah Chung, it's a real pleasure meeting you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with me.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course you can. Go ahead.
I have a Facebook page, and please vote for me on this Facebook page. For this LPJ Facebook page.
I've been there.
I have my picture. Yeah. So you can click on the picture and share the link.
What will you win if we vote for you? I hear Mom in the background.
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to find you the Facebook page. What is the name of it? If you want to put...
Just like a pro contest.
Okay. Oliver, are you still there?
On the LPGA Facebook contest. So I would like to get more votes, to get 100 votes, a little more. By Sunday.
We have to
please vote for me.
Please, okay. Very nicely done, Leah. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Is Coach Oliver there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. Coach Oliver, tell us the Facebook page.
I've got to find it myself. I was looking for it right as we were speaking.
Okay.
So you have to find something else. I'll go back and tell you what it is.
All right. Okay, why don't we move to Joshua Chung then? And talk to Joshua while you're looking for the Facebook page so we can vote for Leah, okay? Because we want her to, I think she, you vote for Leah, she's the one who looks the most like Paula Creamer. The young girls get dressed in their favorite outfits of their favorite player, and the one who emulates or looks the most like their favorite player then wins something. And I don't know, I saw Leah and I went, oh, she's adorable. She does look like Paula Creamer. And I clicked like, and that's what she wants us to do. And of course, in Hawaii, everybody's on Facebook.
And if you can always go to our Facebook page, which is Island Pacific Golf, and I'll have her picture there.
Okay.
And a link to hers. I'll share it with you guys.
Okay. Excellent. What is your tell us your Facebook page again?
It's Island Pacific Golf.
Island Pacific Golf. Okay, that should be easy enough for us to find. Now, is Joshua on the phone line? Does he want to talk with us? Joshua is going to. Hey, Josh, how are you doing?
Good.
Can I call you Josh?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you like golf?
Yep.
How long have you been playing?
Almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. You're going to be eight in March, later this month, right? We should sing happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Joshua is seven. He's going to be eight, and he's been playing golf for 3 years. Amazing. Some of the things he likes to do, other than playing golf. Joshua, what else do you like to do besides playing golf? Are you a well-rounded person is what I want to know.
I like to go to the park and take a walk with my dog.
You have a dog? What kind of a dog do you have?
I have one that's a girl and one that's a boy, but it's old.
Aw, but you take him for a walk. That's so nice. And how often do you play golf?
Say
again, did you say 5 days a week?
5 days a week.
Okay. What's your favorite part of the game? I think we've been overrun by the dogs. We're losing Joshua. Joshua, are you still there?
Pardon?
What part of the game is your favorite?
My putter.
You like putting?
Yeah, I'm a sharpie.
Well, I like putting too, so we have that in common, you know? And what about the driver?
The driver, kind of.
Kind of. Yeah, what's in his bag? He plays with the Ping Junior driver, the Tour Series 3 Wood, Hybrid 2, irons and wedges, and a Scotty Cameron putter. And you said that you wanted to thank your parents and your sister because they support you during your practice. And who's your coach?
My coach is Coach John and Coach Jeff.
Coach Jeff Ferry. Coach Jeff Ferry, a good friend of mine up at Mililani. And that is very cool to hear that you play with Coach Jeff Ferry at Mililani. When's your next tournament?
My next week? Yep.
All right. And how many tournaments have you won in the 3 years that you've been playing?
I won 26 tournaments.
How many?
26.
I was counting how many. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in 2011. You won 6 tournaments there. In 2012.
Yeah.
You're right? And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at least, and Rookie of the Year in 2012. And in 2013, you've won the Hawaii Junior Golf Association Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day Tournament for Boys 7 through 8. You're a pretty amazing young man. Thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, Joshua, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you for being on the show. KPUA Hilo. KGU.
Bye.
Bye. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Now, our next guest is a young lady. Her name is Anika Leanuenui Siu Manutafa. She is 12 years old and a sixth grader at St. Joseph School in Waipahu. Welcome to the show, Anika.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You have an amazing, reading earned Rookie of the Year for girls 9 through 10, 2010 Oahu Junior Golf Association, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association King Auto Group Championship. You were first place, and the list of your accomplishments just keeps going. You also, really, truly, an amazing young lady. What has golf taught you?
Well, it taught me how to, you know, be myself and honest to myself, you know, and be outgoing, you know, not being in my shell. Like, it taught me how to be honest to myself, honest to other people. And that's what I love about golf. It just teaches me how to be honest.
I like how you say disciplined. And respectful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's those qualities are something that most adults haven't been able to accomplish. So when you said golf has taught me to be disciplined and respectful, influenced me to be true to myself as well as to others, how to be focused and responsible, to commit and be strong, accept what I've done, and move forward. That, when I read that, Anika, I was so impressed. When you're on the golf course, do you find that you are challenged about, you know, accept what you've done and then move forward?
Yes. There's this thing that I've always listened to and committed to is commit, accept, move on.
So once you've committed to the shot, then accept the results of the shot, and then from there, move on.
Yes.
And that holds true in life, right?
Yep.
You commit completely to what you're doing, you accept what's happened, and then move forward and move on.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yes.
That's my strategy.
That's your strategy. I like your strategy. Do you have a role model?
Yes, my father.
Your father, why?
Well, he's so strong. I mean, he doesn't give up. He believes in me. He has courage. And he's very inspiring.
It's amazing. It's wonderful to hear you say that and to have that close relationship with your dad. Does he get pushy, or does he give you a little space too?
Sometimes you get a little pushy, but he gives me my space.
Sometimes we need a little push. Sometimes we need a little push. Right, right. You know, you can climb the mountain. You can do it. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Right, right. And then there are times when you want to say, hey, I need to be alone right now. This young lady,
yeah.
Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, 2010 Big Island Junior Classic, Pearl Junior Open, 2010-2011 U.S. Kids Regional, U.S. Kids World Championship Parent-Child, 2011 Tournament of Champions, 2012 Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions, 2012 Junior Golf Association of Hawaii Hawakalei, 2012 JGAH Kapolei Championship, 2012 Aloha Section PGA Junior Championship, and the 2012 USGA Women's Amateur Public Links First Runner-Up. First runner-up, a qualifier. That's the only time when she wasn't first in what I just read to you. That list, she is a champion of all those events. Where do you want to go to college?
Well, I would like to go to Stanford or Harvard. That's my two main.
I believe you'll go to Harvard. If you want to go to Harvard, I believe, Anika Siu Manutafa, that you're going to get there. And I really thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel Tucker, for having me.
Absolutely. Boy, I'm just all choked up. All right. It's so a pleasure. Oliver, thanks for having all the kids get together. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The long-awaited flagship sedan, the 2014 RLX, has arrived. Our new full-size luxury car is the largest, most luxurious, and technologically advanced Acura ever produced, featuring a bounty of amazing new technologies and delivering impressive fuel economy. The RLX is instantly at the head of its class, and they're here in the showroom, available today for you to see, drive, and take home. The RLX will catch your eye as you approach the showroom with a distinctive pair of jewel eye LED headlights, sparkling like diamonds, as effective as they are beautiful. Acura's keen edge design is sure to impress from the exterior, with the crisp flowing lines creating dynamically elegant and unique shape. The keyless access system with smart entry and push-button start puts you behind the wheel and into a luxurious cabin with amenities that are all you would expect and more from a first-class luxury sedan. You will experience a level of ride comfort like never before, and the all-new precision all-wheel steering system gives you the performance handling that's become an Acura trademark, matched with the fuel-efficient yet very powerful 310 horsepower V6 engine that boasts 31 mile per gallon highway fuel economy. The RLX has all the markings of a legendary car, echoing the great Acuras of the past. Be one of the first to experience the RLX. Enjoy the finest Acura sedan the world has ever seen. Stop by Acura of Honolulu today. See why the 2014 RLX is the talk of the town. Test drive it overnight. More than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Alrighty, over the next few months, we're going to give away two trips for two on Hawaiian Airlines to the West Coast. You heard me say that at the end of last year. Well, over the last few months, we've already given away one round trip on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco. John Neely won his trip, four nights at the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel on Hawaiian Airlines. You heard the Hawaiian Airlines jet takeoff for Seattle, Portland, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento, New York. Yes, points west. Well, we're taking our qualifiers now, and that jet took off again. And I believe we've gotten Norbert from Mililani. Norbert, congratulations. You're the most recent qualifier. Our trip for two to San Francisco. We will draw from the qualifiers a winner, and you will fly on Hawaiian Airlines, the two of you. And you will stay four nights in the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel. There's a couple of I wanted to let you know there's some demo days. If you want to try some of the equipment that's available, TaylorMade has some really nice stuff out. Everybody does, because it's that time of the year. Hapuna, there's a demo day at Hapuna today. It starts at 10 o'clock. Mililani, speaking of Mililani earlier with Joshua, there's a demo day at 10 o'clock. Puakea on the beautiful island of Kauai, there's a demo day at 10 o'clock. And you know, it was interesting. Do you ever do social, living social specials? There was a living social special available for rounds of golf at Puakea, if you're into that living social special sort of coupon thing. You want to go buy a couple of rounds at Puakea. So, demo day today 10 o'clock, Hapuna, Mililani, and Puakea. And they all go on until 2 o'clock, except at Hapuna. It's a big day there. It goes on until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, we have a special guest, and her name is Sarah Zimmerman. You probably met her husband, Mark, Hawaii Life Athletics. High Life Athletics. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. I am so impressed with your physique. You are, I really am. You are now 7 months pregnant?
I am. I'm almost seven and a half months pregnant now, yeah.
Tell me, how long do you exercise through your pregnancy? Is there a time when you stop?
I plan on doing yoga during the birth.
Yoga during the birth?
During the birth. It's the best thing you can do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? I had no idea. That. Well, what does it do for your body, the yoga?
Well, I mean, as far as labor is concerned, there's a lot of factors of you know, having to use strength but loosening at the same time and being relaxed and breathing. And these are some of the basic elements that come into play with yoga.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll stop with the weightlifting, but you'll continue the yoga? I'm just surmising.
Correct. Well, I'm really not the hugest fan of weightlifting. Mark and I at High Life, we really focus more on using body weight because you yourself contain all of the gym you need. You have enough, you know, power in yourself to get all the results that you could ever look for. So I'm not a huge weight lifter, but yes, I did do more of high intensity workouts. I did stop those. And I've just been doing yoga.
Okay. Now, the reason I ask about weightlifting is because they always say women of a certain age should start using more weightlifting to strengthen their bones. You don't say that's necessary?
I think that, as well, if you're doing body weight exercises, I think that a lot of people don't realize, you know, there's certain suspension things that we use. TRX is a certain brand, but there's other suspension trainers that you can use on the market that are absolutely wonderful. You don't need to actually use weights. I mean, you know, depending on what weight you're using, I guarantee your body is more than whatever weight you're going to ever pick up in a gym.
Okay, so you're talking about using your own body weight.
Correct.
To do
Correct.
What you would do with weights.
Exactly.
When you talk about suspensions, what do you mean by that?
They're like straps. And you can hook them up to a doorway, to a tree, to wherever. And so if you wanted to do something like a squat or a tricep press or, you know, any kind of, you know, movement that you would be doing in the gym with weights or on a machine, you mm-hmm. can pretty much do with these straps and using suspension. And you kind of just change the angle at which you're standing to alter how much weight and resistance you get.
Okay, now so many people talk about having lower back pain and lower back problems and what have you. Would the suspensions hurt the back?
No, I mean, with anything that you do, you really want to always cater to your own body. I always say in my classes that if you ever feel a sharp pain, abort, pull out. If you feel a dull, kind of deeper pain or stretch, then that's something you're going to breathe through and you're going to go into. So no, there's plenty of exercises that you can do that would never, if you've already got severe back problems, that would never affect your back.
Excellent. Now, where do you talk about outdoors all the time.
Yes.
Where
yes.
do you teach?
We teach at Kapi'olani Park and we also teach at Ala Moana. So we get the beautiful Diamond Head view under some trees, and then we also get the sunset over there at Magic Island. Sunset yoga, we had, not only do we have whales, but I think that comet was supposed to show up, but I don't know that it actually made it sighting.
I think there was something about cloud cover that made
yes,
the comet.
Yes, it was kind of cloudy, but we still got a beautiful sunset and whales.
Yes, so. And whales, and
yes.
whales. Now, the website is HIHILifeAthletics.com, and
That's
you can
correct.
See Sarah and Mark, her husband, and they have High Life, and it's actually, you know, like Hawaii, H-I?
Yes.
LifeAthletics.com. You can find out where they're, the yoga that you do has created such a toned physique. Can anyone accomplish what you have accomplished with your physique?
Well, now, I always like to say, you know, not to judge other people, not to say, oh, I want to look like that. You know, you flip through pages of a magazine, and even in yoga classes, I explain to people not to look at other people as, you know, a judge for how you are in an asana or a pose. But with that said, I believe anyone can get the results that are best for their body. I mean, everyone's body is obviously different, so you can achieve a toned, very toned physique, very, you know, that for me, I feel like some of the best bodies I've seen in it are on yogis. They're very, very lean, very toned, very defined muscles, because you're not just working with specific, you know, you're going to a gym and you're working your biceps or you're working your quads. You're working everything all together every day, and all those, like, all the fascia, too. You know, you're really getting into it.
Okay. Now, how does yoga and golf, we were talking about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. Can yoga help my golf game?
Unbelievably, yes. I mean, the benefits of yoga are endless, but, you know, more specifically for golfers, I think any golfer can really benefit from golf. There's a couple different things. You know, first, let's talk a little bit about, you know, I guess, injury prevention and injury rehabilitation. So a lot of people already know that the wonders of yoga for injury rehabilitation. It's one of the number one recommended activities by doctors across the board, no matter what the injury is. They're always going to tell you to start, when you start back with activities, start with yoga. The sad part is that people don't realize that they could prevent the injury altogether with yoga. As you were just saying before, the number one complaint of golfers is back pain. It's pretty obvious from the repetitive swing and the hunched over stance that you guys are kind of standing in while you're putting. What most people don't realize is that, you know, by strengthening the core, which is not just our backs, but it's our abdominals as well, or by loosening up the hips, they could totally prevent these types of back pain. A lot of people don't realize that hips are completely related to back pain. Most people who have severe back pain have extremely tight hips. So that's one of the main things that I think people don't realize, is that we could prevent the injuries altogether. But what my, you know, favorite part of yoga is that, you know, it's the mental kind of aspect of it. So yoga, the actual word, means to yoke or the union. It's a process of connecting the mind and the body. So I think any athlete, no matter what your sport is, will agree that there is definitely a mental aspect that comes into play. And sometimes, no matter how much skill or talent you have, it can make or break your game.
So yoga will assist you with the concentration that you need on the golf course.
Yes, and I feel, I mean, especially so for golf, it's a highly mental sport. It requires a great deal of focus and visualization. You know, you hear these reports of these people who get these crazy hole-in-ones time and time again, and always they're telling, they're reporting that they saw the ball going in the hole. You know, they visualized it. They really, you know, and obviously from distances that they couldn't see the ball really going, they just saw it. And it's this visualization that I think really helps. So with yoga, we're not only practicing the connection of the mind and the body, but we're also learning how to steady the mind, you know, and quiet the mind, quiet those, you know, fluctuations and distractions, you know, and even teaching certain types of breathing techniques that help you to do this.
The idea that, you know, hitting a bad shot and then recovering and letting it go and then moving on, something that Annika was just talking with me about. She's 12.
amazing.
Yeah, she was amazing. She's 12 years old. And you know, it's easy to say that. Just let it go. It's like in life, if something happens, it goes, let it go. Really? But you're, I guess, also intimating that yoga can help you accomplish that.
Correct. I think maybe I would agree that a 12-year-old is going to have a little bit maybe easier time letting things go. But I think for adults, we have so much in our lives and so much mental clutter in our brains that that really comes into play. And yeah, I mean, I can only imagine being, you know, on the green and, you know, a foot away from the hole and missing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's, that hurts.
It completely, so your brain just like, it's like a mind meld. It just blows up at that point and what it can do for the rest of the game and not just carry out on that particular hole, but in each hole thereafter is, I mean, extraordinary. So really being able to actually learn, and that's what you're doing in yoga, is it's not something that you can just, like you said, just let it go. You have to practice. It's a practice that's an art skill, just as golf is, to be able to actually quiet the mind, to be able to actually focus and come back to center and release what had just happened, you know, 5 seconds ago.
Yeah. And breathing is so...
Yes.
Tell us, yes. I mean, breathing is something that people say, don't forget to breathe while you're exercising. Hey, by the way, don't forget to breathe. We all forget to breathe.
It's incredible. And yoga, actually, for hundreds of years, was even thousands, was just a practice of breath. It was just the pranayama. It was just the breath. So it's really amazing to see the yogis not breathing in class. And so, yeah, it's a natural thing that we do when we're concentrating or when something is difficult or strenuous. We hold our breath. And it's one of the worst things that we can do. There's, you know, obviously no blood and oxygen are going to your brain. So fear of fainting is always a thing. But beyond that, you know, we need that. It's that vital life force that really is going to make a huge difference in, I mean, if you're getting more blood and oxygen to your brain, you're obviously going to be doing better at whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish.
Concentrating, yeah. Recovering, yes. From the shot, all of those things come into play.
Yes.
You've got to...
And it calms you. It really does. And using the breath, and that's why I say there are specific techniques that you learn in yoga and ways to breathe that you learn in yoga. You know, something else that people do a lot of times is when they're exercising really heavily is they'll breathe through their mouth, which is actually something we teach not to do, to inhale through your mouth. We always suggest to breathe in through your nose. You can breathe out through your mouth, but the inhalation through your nose can kind of, or through your mouth, can send your body into a little bit of a panic. So.
Interesting. Panic attack. Don't
breathe.
Yeah. Okay. We only have about 60 seconds, and I know you're doing something very cool, a beach cleanup on Sunday, tomorrow.
Yes, we are. Yes, tomorrow. We got a little rained out last weekend, so we are doing it this weekend, tomorrow. We're going to meet at Kapi'olani Park across from the aquarium, right next to the tennis courts there, and it's going to be a beach park cleanup. We're going to work a little bit on the park and a little bit on the beach, and then we're going to have a little picnic afterwards. So we'd love for anyone to join. It's going to be a really good time. We just really, you know, we're a fitness community. We're more about, you know, connecting everyone and building this wonderful community that not only wants to be healthy, but wants to get back to our beautiful state of Hawaii.
That's why you do your lessons in the park. Again, the website is High Life Athletics, HILIFEATHLETICS, Athletics, okay? HighLifeAthletics.com. And the gathering is at noon, did you say?
It's at 12:30.
12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Be at 12, across from the aquarium at Kapi'olani Park. It's a beautiful park.
It's,
I love,
amazing.
That park.
And
do you know that horses used to race in Kapi'olani Park?
I did see something. I think I read that somewhere, maybe on the wall somewhere.
Yes, there, it was wonderful. Thanks so much, Sarah. We'll talk again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Aloha. Sarah Zimmerman, High Life Athletics. And I want to thank our sponsors, Poipu. Poipu has an interesting special announcing packages and specials for 2013. Kauai's Poipu Bay Golf Course. Of course, they got famous because they were the hosts for the PGA Grand Slam of Golf, 1994 through 2006. They've got some specials. You should give them a call. And they're also famous because they're very beautiful. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning, Nature, Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create this stunning venue for golfers of all abilities, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipube Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home, your business, for your concert, for your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. And brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. And the Acura RLX, it's here. Go check them out. Acura of Honolulu. My name's Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.